The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, we are back at 8 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. So stop writing 2022 on your checks. I know it's still happening. I know it is. It's going to take a little bit to you're so conditioned to writing that. And it's just like, oh, wait a minute. I just sealed the envelope. Did I just make that check out? Don't worry. They can still cash it. Try to make you a little more aware. Some of us are not awake yet. we'll get there. Don't worry. So here's the thing. Everybody is looking at China. The Bidens certainly have. They made so much money with China, it's unbelievable. And the latest rash of scuttlebutt coming out of the Penn Biden Center, you know, it's amazing how they would find classified documents that Biden didn't have the right to declassify at Penn Biden Center within potential reach of the Chinese embassy. So you got to wonder about things like that. But, you know, in China, there is a real mess going on right now, which is one of the reasons why Epoch Times, and some people call it Epoch Times, but they focus a lot on what's going on China because they think that China wants world domination. They want to, they got the social credit scoring system in play, and now they've gone from a zero COVID policy to a zero non-COVID policy quite rapidly. And the pandemic management is leaving hundreds of millions infected with the virus. It's so much so that it's very difficult to control anything. And we have Nathan Su. He goes by Nansu. He is on the phone with us from Epoch Times. He does a lot of reporting on what's going on in China. Welcome to the show, sir. I know it's early.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I appreciate that, Nan. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, you're so plugged into this thing. Have you heard news reports that we have? They were reporting on a roadside near a Chinese funeral home, billowing out plumes of black smoke, was a pile of charred remains, both ashes and bones. They were found next to the Henan Zumadon funeral house in the central part of China. Apparently, these videos are coming out, and it really is, it looks like they're trying to hide the death count over there, and they're not being real transparent about it. What do you know about what's going on over there with this zero non-COVID policy?
Well, basically, after 3 years of lockdown, China's economy is really at the edge of collapse. But if that happened, it's going to the ruling power of the Communist Party is going to face a huge challenge. So that obviously they don't want that. So they just quickly switched from zero COVID policy to now what Chinese people call it zero non-COVID policy. Basically, they want everyone get infected as soon as possible, because March is the month, usually the Chinese rubber stamp legislature, People's Congress, will be in session. So they want to push the whole nation, become all effective, positive, and just go through the peak period. By the time March comes, you know, they will be able to focus on economy. And, you know, there are so many people die. You see all over the country, funeral, it's so busy. It's like a long line waiting. Some of the places you literally, they tell you, you have to wait a whole month in order for you to do that. Yesterday, there were people put on the social media platform some people just burn the, just burning the, you know, the dead bodies outside of the apartment building, just in front of the public. So they just couldn't wait. You know, it's a huge mess out there. And while at the same time, the Chinese CDC, national CDC, basically they just published, I think 2 days ago, they published a number. They say from December 7 to January 7. You know, December 7 was the day they start losing up this zero COVID policy. From, they say from December 7 to January 7, the whole month, the whole nation only have 30 people die because of COVID, which was just unbelievable.
Well, so the thing is now, too, is they've also restricted the amount of over-the-counter medicines that people can buy over there. Now they're starting to do the same thing here in America, of course. But see, the thing is that this all makes sense now. This is a political strategy on the part of the CCP, right?
That is correct. The reason we start seeing that the CVS as well as Walgreens, you know, start limiting people buying all these pain and fever relief medicine is just because all over the country, all over the world, basically, you know, Chinese societies, Chinese communities buying these things and sending them home. So it's short of supply. Because because they just make their policy switch in China so quickly, nobody any prepare anything. Now, before they actually make the policy switch, meaning before December 7th, Chinese people actually were afraid of going to stores to buy this non-prescriptive medicine. Because that was the like a zero COVID policy period. If you go to the store and buy those pain and fever relief medicine, you might be quarantined because you become suspicious. You kind of like they were thinking, oh, you're tested positive, you need to be quarantined. So now they switch so promptly. You know, the policy changes happen so quickly. Nobody prepared. Before Christmas, there was a widely distributed desperate mom in Yunnan province. She offered like 10,000 yen, which is like about $1,450 to buy a bottle of children's ibuprofen.
Oh my!
Think about how expensive it's. Yeah,
because
she was just so desperate.
This is sad, you know, and the thing is, now, because of the fact that they've opened the doors, you have, what, 90% of Beijing residents are now infected with COVID because they did this. It's like, all right, if we circulate everybody, we already know that a bunch of people are going to get sick. They're not going to be able to get treated. A bunch of people are going to die. What a great depopulation effort. And now they want to take this and they want to allow China citizens to leave the country and start reinfecting the world again. And because of the fact that they're not being transparent, I mean, this is the same thing that happened before, except we were caught unawares and they wouldn't let Trump close the border and said, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Well, come to find out, you know, now are we playing the same non-transparent game again with the rest of the world?
Well, that's what they do. I mean, worldwide, you know, all around the world, health experts are really concerning right now because with this kind of explosion of COVID infected cases taking place in China, there could be a lot of new variants that's going on over there, you know, without people even knowing of that. So they kind of worry, you know, if that thing spread, you know, all around the world, what's going to happen? And the World Health Organization really trying to get more information from China, and China just basically sealed their mouths. Nobody knows what's going on there.
Wow. And see, the thing is that this workplace conditions that are being reported, employees are being asked to return to work, provided they just have mild symptoms, but they're still contagious. And I don't get why you would tell people to go to work to contaminate other people. I mean, in effect, what you're doing is trashing your own economy, aren't you?
Well, what they do is they just want to get it done all in once, you know, in a few months of time, get everybody infected and then becomes immune naturally. And that's what they're trying to do. So that's why, you know, you see all different government jurisdictions just openly put on their website, say, if you are infected, if you're positive, tested positive, but you only have mild symptoms, you have to go back to office to work. So, you know, whoever sitting right next to you may be a testing positive guy. So this is what's happening. And then you see these government employees of different jurisdictions, they just openly, it's public secret because they just openly talk about this, exchanging information over the social media platform. They're just saying, you know, their offices actually are criticized by the central authority in Beijing because the societies in their region, it's not become effective quick enough. So they want this thing to be quick.
I guess so.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm wondering about the protests over there. Are they still protesting all of this?
Well, there are still protests, but those are protests for different things. And right now, those protests are the factory workers. They used to be, because they require people to do so often the COVID test. So now, because they don't require it anymore, they don't even want it anymore because the policy changed to make everyone become tested positive, right? So now all these factory workers are getting laid off. So that's how the kind of protests you see, you know, there's many, many huge, you know, production lines they're cutting those production lines. So you got a lot of people getting laid off from these factories. So, and then people start protesting. So this is what the protest going on, because the rest of the country really because people are sad that they're losing their loved ones, so they're all busy dealing with that, so nobody is really thinking about the protest.
Well, the thing is too, though, is that everything that is happening to these factory workers, Nan, just judging from what you're saying, it does have an economic impact and a ripple effect on the rest of China's economy. So whatever the CCP is planning on doing in March when they start opening up and talking about the economy, this kind of is overshadowed by what looks to be another depopulation move in shrinking the size of China in order to be able to deal with their future potential economic crisis. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Yes. Well, I think that from the regime's view, they really want, you know, what they really want is they don't want this thing, you know, last for forever, right? They if the problem is their own vaccine, it's not really effective, so they kind of already figure out instead of keep locking down the whole country, you know, they eventually will have to deal with this kind of thing. So they just want to get over with it really quickly. The interesting point here is all around the world, especially the Western world, U.S. government, some of the European country government already offered China help and say, well, they're going to give them a lot of help, like providing them some of the vaccines. And China turned down the offers from all around the world trying to help them. They say, well, they have a confidence of dealing with this kind of hardship because they have the confidence of the advantage of a socialist political system. So they don't want the vaccine, the vaccine that's really effective. They just want to deal with it themselves.
Okay, now you have a, or there is a new Epoch Times documentary called The Final War, and you contributed to that. Could you kind of fill us in about that and why it's such a compelling subject with everything that's going on right now?
Oh, yeah, but just log into our front page, just type epochtimes.com, or you just type the Google search, you say The Final War, and then type Epoch Times, you're going to find it. It's a new documentary that we just released. It really talking about the 100-year plot of the Chinese communist regime ever since 1949 when they took over control of China. They have this 100-year plot to take down United States, the leader of the free world. That's what they have, you know, make this kind of like a strategic move for a long, long time to do this. So there's a lot of details being exposed by this movie.
Okay, but the thing is now they're saying that they want to take it down, but the thing is they have to have help from the inside. Would that be the Biden family? I know that's a pointed question, isn't it, Nan?
you see this this is concerned. There's a lot of elite. That's, you know, there's a lot of elite in the Western world, like the high-ranking either politician or the peoples that's, you know, high-ranking academics or the investors. They've been infiltrated by the Chinese communist regime. They're trying to help the Chinese communist regime all around the world just because in the past 20 years that the Western world had this wishful thinking if we help China to become richer and China will become eventually a part of a democratic world. So now, the Hunter Biden's laptop was actually a concern by a lot of people. But however, I think that there is an investigation going on, and the new Congress they want to pursue the more investigation in this area. So we'll just have to wait to see what's going to come out from the investigation.
Well, most everybody here that I've talked to, Nan, is thinking that, you know, we're going to end up, because of the fact you've still got the Senate under Democratic control and the House is now under Republican hands, and then you've got a Democratic president that has half a brain, that this really is going to turn out this next 2 years is pretty much going to be more expose, more lame duck, and no consequential action. Do you see that? Do the Chinese look at this the same way that we are?
That's interesting to see what's going to happen. I think that our China policy right now has been supported by bipartisan base. But the main thing I'm really worried is that we have not really push to build up our military strength quick enough, because in the past 20 years, all these rosy dreams about China has led to not enough investment to our military strength. And so we just need to really quickly escalating the investment to our military to spend a lot more money to build up the strength of American men and women all over the world fighting for freedom, and especially the Western Pacific area, because you see this, you know, China has been really escalating their military drill in the Western Pacific area. I'm not so sure if you saw news on December 21st. There was a U.S. Reconnaissance plane that's flying in the Western Pacific region, actually, on the international air, while a Chinese military fighter jet approaching the American military reconnaissance plane, and they are just 20 feet, you know, it's 20 feet away, so close to the American plane. And then actually the American military plane have to, you know, to change the direction to avoid a collision.
Right. I did see that. And the thing is now we've got American military off Okinawa with missiles and everything else. And I'm just like, okay, this tit for tat that's going on right now looks like it could escalate into something bigger. China still has its eyes set on Taiwan. And then possibly eventually Japan, which would be a gold mine for them, because Japan's economy is doing, I guess, a lot better than China's is right now. But the bigger problem is the spillover, and we have to face here because of the fact that we are trying to get involved in Western Pacific issues and shoring up the military and helping Taiwan with its military. In whether it's an advisory capacity or we're actually bringing armament over there, a lot of people are worried that China could retaliate and send a hypersonic missile over America and explode it and put us all in the dark age. Do you see that happening? Just based on what you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because think about the reason why they're going after Taiwan. You know, going after Taiwan, it's really aiming the next target. After Taiwan, it's Japan, because Japan although Japan is the world's third largest economy, but however, Japan is an island nation. They are, you know, their economy, one third of their GDP economy is really rely on trade, so which make the South China Sea the lifeline of Japan's economy. So if China control Taiwan, then they'll control the entire South China Sea. And also it make it easier for China to compete in the competition to see who is holding the upper hand as far as the economic influence to the Southeast Asian countries. Those countries, you know, those 11 nations like Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, those countries in the Southeast Asian area, in that region, really, it's the front line that U.S. and China is competing to see who is holding the upper hand of the economic influence to these countries. So all those countries in the Southeast Asia, those countries are small, but right now, those 11 countries, it's really the largest. Altogether, you know, there is an association to called Asian countries. It's called like a Association of Southeast Asian Nations. That 11 countries is the largest trading partner of China now, superseding EU and United States. Chinese communist leader call that region the backyard garden of China right now. So it's very important strategically to China's economy. And so, you know, so if they control Taiwan and control the South China Sea, they will be able to put a lot more influence to that region.
Okay, but besides that region, what do you think the chances are? I'm going to reiterate and rephrase because I probably gave you multiple questions here to answer, but your take on China's ability to strike the United States with a hypersonic missile up in the atmosphere, producing an electromagnetic pulse and sending this country into the dark ages so it can watch this country implode on itself. They predicted 9 out of 10 people will be dead within 1 year if that happens. What's stopping China from doing it now?
Well, we actually don't know, when they're going to do anything with Taiwan. Because they just, the Chinese military just finished like a half month long military drill in the Western Pacific region, you know, around Taiwan, as well as you know, in the area that's really close to Japan, within 150 miles from Okinawa, within 500 miles from Guam. You know, this is how close they got. You know, they have this aircraft carrier fleet, just like you know, doing the military drill, just within 150 miles from Okinawa. So China is estimated to have like 1,500 nuclear warhead by the year of 2030, which is just, you know, right at the corner now. It's very close. So, you know, if they want a peace, they just want to develop their economy, why do they want so many nuclear warhead, right? So
yeah, well, see, yeah, but
this is all really concern to us.
Well, it is here in the United States, too, because people are being given this impression that China is an aggressor and that China, you know, all we have to do is stick our nose in the Taiwan business. If China decides to exercise military aggression on Taiwan, all we have to do is stick our nose in it. And the U.S. now becomes a target, which is why I've been asking you what your take is on the possibility that China could launch a military nuclear strike on America. Is that a possibility?
It's a great possibility. It's a great possibility. You know, right now, if China's economy really going down, and you know, and also the if they have a lot of social arrest, if they have a lot of social unrest going on, which make that a lot of internal conflict in China between the Chinese communist regime and their people, they may very well choose to have a war with Taiwan to switch the public attention from their internal conflict to outside. So once that happens, you know, definitely a great possibility right there, you know, to start a war with the United States, and that's why you see this, and you know, they are preparing for that. You see that on the Eurasian continent right now, there's a huge alliance quickly forming. You know, you see China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, and Taliban. You know, so you see.
Yeah, we've noticed
that. Yourself, what's in common among these, the communist regime and the Russian regime and Taliban and religious extremist groups? What's in common for all these different groups?
They all
the
hate America.
The common ground for them is the common enemy. That's the United States.
That's right. They all hate us. And what can I say? This is the thing, Nansu, we appreciate your time. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour break, and I always like getting enlightened by you. And, you know, sometime maybe we'll get a chance to meet personally and have a real serious discussion about this. And I really enjoy having this conversation with you because it's very enlightening, and you're very, very knowledgeable, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Nathan Hsu with the Epoch Times. We are coming to the bottom of the hour break. Stephen Harkins with North American Urban Spice will be joining us after the top of the or the bottom of the hour break, rather. And we'll get into some health issues and talk to you about those things after the break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back. Do we have Stephen on the line, by the way? Stephen Harkins is supposed to be joining us. I guess not. We're having a little bit of a problem trying to reach out to him today. And so, you know, we're going to continue this conversation because we just had some conversation with Nan Su from the Epoch Times. And this is just phenomenal what we're hearing. This is another reason why we're selling Nuke Protect like crazy at the Power Mall. And if you don't have your supply, I would get at least two bottles per person per family. That means that if you've got four people, get eight bottles of Nuke Protect. You cannot have enough of this stuff. And it basically, if you've heard Stephen before, he has been on the show telling you that he takes that on a regular basis once or twice a week to replace the bad iodine that you would get from radioactive fallout with a good iodine. And because of the conversation with Nan Su and I, you know, you heard me drilling on him, trying to get him to tell me whether or not there is a risk with us getting involved in a Taiwan takeover by China, whether China would retaliate and say, okay, we're not going to let you get in the way. Our economy is sinking. Now, think about this. If you have any input on it and you want to get involved in this political discussion, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And with all of this garbage going on right now in Washington, D.C., this lame duck, we're still, we've got all this money going to Ukraine. We have missiles going to Okinawa. The United States is ramping up its presence in the Western Pacific. It has already assured the Taiwan government that they will come to their aid if, in fact, they are invaded by China. Could Taiwan and an invasion by China force China to launch a hypersonic missile over this country to teach us a lesson about getting involved in other people's political affairs? If China is, let's look at China's economy first off. Nancy just told you China's economy is tanking, which is why come March, whoever's left over after this COVID pandemic and all the variants that are being spewed all over the place, if they start a resurgence of this and they don't have immunity, see, they've got, because of the social control in China, they can fearmonger all they want and scare everybody half to death. Nancy just said that there are people that are afraid to come out of their house. Still, we have that going on in America, too. We have a lot of people who are not awake. They're totally woke in this country, and they're not interested at all about coming out. They're still ordering all their groceries to be delivered on their front doorstep. They don't want human contact. They stay in their house and digest pabulum off of the mainstream social platforms and the social media on CNN, MSDNC, and everybody else. They think that's it. They don't want to watch Fox. They don't want to watch any of the commentators on independent media like Newsmax and whatnot that are questioning what is going on in this country and how they've lied to us. And people just don't want to believe it. And the Democrats, especially in this country, ran right out, bought into every hook, line, and sinker the government said. Now, if you've got all those Democrats, 90% of which, it's estimated, got the jabs, well, what do you think is going to happen to these people in 3 to 5 years? It doesn't matter if you bring 3.5 million illegal immigrants into this country and give them amnesty. If 30 or 40 or 50 million Democrats die, well, then you've only got 1/10 of their voting base to replace with people you're going to give an amnesty to. And once they come to understand exactly how nefarious the behavior is of the United States government, you really think that they're going to vote to keep Democrats in power? You don't think that they're going to wake up? Well, you think these people are stupid? I mean, they're coming here because Biden opened the door and let them in. And Biden had help. Biden didn't do this by himself. No way. Didn't happen. Brady in Vegas, do you agree with that philosophy about China being a potential enemy here and launching a nuke?
Oh, 100%. White genocide has been happening now for how long? Just look what happened in South Africa with apartheid. I think one white farmer dies every 30 hours. And the world is saying nothing about that genocide going on. Now they're starting with the white genocide of us in the United States. And that pretty much covers everything up. Your last guest didn't even admit that we truly are at war with China already. World War III has begun.
This is why I was. You heard me. You heard me drilling on him, didn't you? I mean, I was trying to get a straight. I was trying to get a straight answer out of him, and I finally had to just come out and say, "Look, are we at risk of being nuked by China? Does that possibility? If we get involved in Taiwan, because we already know that China's economy sucks." And we already know that if they decide, hey, if we get Taiwan and Japan, we can strengthen our economy because we can take over their resources. And if the United States interferes, well, we'll just blow them to kingdom come. And all they got to do to take over the U.S. is launch an EMP. All of our wealth will still be preserved because we'll have no electricity and people will not be trashing everybody's homes. I mean, there'll be a few of the fire bombers out there. They'll go and they'll try and burn people's houses down. So they, you know, it doesn't make any sense why they would do it. It would be more genocidal behavior. People would be actually going out and murdering other, you know, their fellow Americans in order to get to their supplies. And so this is why everybody's stocking up on food, guns, and ammo, because an EMP is not really going to do that much in the way of fallout. It's going to kill our electric grid, put everybody in the dark ages, and everybody will end up having to resort to killing each other. The have-nots will take from the haves. I have said this over and over again, and people, you know, half this country is so woke, they don't get it. You do, obviously.
You know, one thing, if we ever get to the point of where they take an EMP attack happens and there's the power grid goes down, we got to go, you know, the people of this country, we got to realize those 5G towers that they set up all over there wasn't supposed to get you better signal on your cell phone. Those were designed to kill you. Okay, all the towers that are out there that they put right next to the schools and right next to busy intersections and shopping centers, and you got to kind of look, why did they place those things there? Because they know if they blast you with an 18 gigahertz signal, take a pause in between, hit you another blast, 18 gigahertz, pause, 18 gigahertz, that melts the hydrogel inside your body that you've been given with the jab, and it releases Marburg. Okay, they've already been planning for the zombie epidemic. Our government's been planning for that, and it's already preparation in the works. So we are at war. They're trying to kill you every way they can, from the 5G to the geoengineering of the weather, how they make the weather, what they put in your food, your mRNA, your shots that they say are nice and safe. They still haven't come up with one reason that it's helpful to get a vaccine shot, which they're not a vaccine. You know, we're stuck with all, we're all products of the world here, of under God, and we have a government that does 100% everything against God.
Well, thank you for that.
I don't know what to, you know, and you're one of the few people that pointed out, you go to the scripture, you read it exactly. I don't know how many times you can read stuff to tell people this is the mark of the beast. Or, you know, they'll be like, huh, well, what's the data on that? Come on, people. Again, your last guest over there saying, well, your body's natural ability to fight this, what's out there, the COVID. Okay, your body doesn't have a natural ability to fight a bioweapon.
True. That's, so they're designed for a reason.
You know, that's why you don't have any natural defense against what Fauci and Peter Daszak and the Chinese government created in the lab. It was all them three working together with the Department of Defense, the CIA, our military. And we're supposed to go along with this. We're real close to having another lockdown here. They're trying so hard to get us locked down with what they're doing in China. What is it? 980 million people under lockdown right now. That's a lot of people in China locked down. And you're right about the iodine, but, you know, one thing that everybody needs to stock up on is colloidal silver. Another one that I think everybody should get is ivermectin. And the one that our government hates the most is chlorine dioxide, which is also known as miracle mineral solution. They hate that stuff, yet they use it all the time, even with the Red Cross. Get them four things, keep them in your cabinet, because if there is a zombie apocalypse, you're going to need all that stuff that you sell at the Power Mall and stuff that, like, I sell here in Las Vegas in the West Coast area, because you've seen what the doctors have been giving you. How's that been working out?
Yeah, I know. And see, this is one of the reasons why we recommend, you know, if you want to find out about how to obtain ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and prednisone, you need to contact us directly at support@thepowerhour.com because of the fact that, one, we're not a prescription outlet. There are prescription outlets, and if you have not stocked up, this is the time to do it, and you need to protect yourself from EMF as well as the potential for EMP. Now, if you want to survive this thing, and a lot of people out there, like my mom, a long time ago, it's like, que sera, sera. You know, whatever will be, just, you know, the future is not ours to see, que sera, sera. And, you know, my mother played that game with me, and it's like, Mom, you don't understand. When you die, I have to live with your mistakes, and that includes your political mistakes, Mom. Well, we did the best we could, and the system we have is the best we've got. And I'm like, Mom, no, it's not the best system we have. It's corrupt. When are you going to wake up? See, there's this elder generation was so easily motivated to be twisted in the wind. And I saw all these elderly people in Florida running to get jabbed and running to get boosted. And, oh, well, we have to do it because the government said so. You know, that's just the craziness, Brady. Appreciate your input on that. Thanks so much for your call. Here's our thing. We are at war with our own country, and we don't even know it. If we weren't, why is the House now going to make a shift show out of the weaponization of federal government against its citizens? The federal government has been weaponized to the point where when they want to go out and they want to demonize somebody, they will do it. And it doesn't matter whether or not a former U.S. Capitol Police commander has revealed failures in the January 6th evacuation response. You know, a precious time that might have prevented the shooting death of Ashley Babbitt. And we have people out there that don't think that Ashley Babbitt was killed, yet her mother was arrested because she's out there, you know, celebrating her daughter's death and gets arrested for jaywalking. You know, and unless you have data, unless you have proof, you can surmise all the conspiracy theory you want about whether she was wearing a blood pack or whatever the case may be. You know, they squirreled away the guy that shot her in a military installation to keep him away from the media and everybody else so we couldn't get to the real truth. So, you know, and now we've got this issue with an FBI raid, which the Republicans are demanding on Biden after classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center. What difference does any of this make? We're going to see the shift show ongoing for the next 2 years while everybody is sticking their nose in an affair in the Western Pacific that could get us into World War III. Russia, like Nancy said, Russia, China, Iran, all of them are ganging up on their ultimate enemy, we the people. But it's not we the people. We keep trying to tell China and Russia and everybody else, you know, Xi, Vlad, hey guys, understand that little 10 square mile area that's known as Washington, D.C., they are the ones that are trying to pick a fight with you, not the American people. Like you, we're all trying to survive here. But like you, your government's trying to kill you, and we the people are being demonized and victimized by our very own government. And I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. Is this government really doing the will of we the people? And you ask yourself that serious question, and I think you probably already answered it, didn't you? You see, that's one of the reasons why you have so many things happening, like Senator Dahm in Oklahoma proposing legislation to try to change the state's constitution so they can secede from the union, like what's happening in Texas right now. And I will tell you, there is a new email that I just got of late, which I think is important to understand. And that was from our district director, and he is the district director of the Texas Nationalist Movement, and he sent us an email in our inbox, which, you know, of course, when I was looking at this, I'm going, wow, they're really on top of things here. And you know, one of the things that they're telling people to do now is to get online, get on your phone, and start contacting your state representatives in Texas and getting them to support putting the Texas referendum on the ballot this coming November, because November of the odd year, which is 2023, 2025, the odd year is when they vote on referendums and things like Texas. And so we are trying to encourage, that's an understatement, really. I use that word encourage by everybody calling up their representatives and say, hey, look, put the Texas referendum on the ballot and let the people of Texas decide. What do you got to lose? I mean, if they say no, they say no. But right now, the surveys show 66% of Texans want to create their own nation again. Now, because of that fact, would that affect what's going on with China? If China, even though Texas has its own power grid, if China launches an EMP over the continental United States, well, Texas's power grid is going to be affected right now. Why do you think that they did joint base exercises in San Antonio with the EMP shield? Why do you think they did that? Because they're trying to prepare, and that's why Senator Bob Hall from Texas, which I'd like to have him on the show again real soon, to discuss what's going on and how much we are prepared or we're not prepared for any eventuality that China might throw at us. Because the thing is China has the hypersonic missile. So does Russia. But see, Russia's got a bigger axe to grind right now, and that axe is with NATO. That axe is with Ukraine. And if we stick our nose directly into Ukraine, Russia, you know, they can saber rattle all they want to and wag their finger over the magic red button, but Russia may not be the one that actually does the dirty. It could be China. China, their situation is more rapidly unfolding than Russia's is, if you analyze the economies of both of them. China's economy right now with COVID, with disease, with illness, with sickness, with overflowing mortuaries, with their economy in tatters, and with what Nansu just told us, our potential for being sent back into the dark ages, and it's not the Stone Age, folks. We don't have to reinvent all those wheels. It's the dark ages. It's where there's no electricity and you are lighting your homes with candles. And if you're not prepared, if you don't have solar, if you know it's not protected by EMP shield, if you don't have all of this stuff, you are going to be one of the ones that are cooking your stuff over campfires, and you're going to be sitting there, you know, trying to stay awake. Your family members are going to have to figure out a way to all get together and hunker down, and each one of you are going to have to take turns staying up half the night on guard duty to make sure that people do not break into your home, come on and trespass on your property with the intent of stealing you blind. That is what happens during civil unrest. You are going to have to prepare. You're going to have to arm yourself, and family members are going to have to take turns watching over your property at night because the police will not be there to do it. And that means roving bands of gangs who are all going to be, and that might include your next door neighbor that's totally unprepared, is going to come and try and steal your worth and your wealth and your food. Things you need to survive. That's why they said 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year if we are hit with an EMP. And here's the thing. Our very own economy, and you got to look at just put the thinking cap on. Think critically here. All of our wealth, our buildings, our real estate, all of this wealth will be preserved in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. All of it will still be there. Now, is a lot of it going to be functional? Anything that relies on electricity? No, probably not. But the thing is, you have to look consequentially at the fact that the real estate will still be there. Homes will still be there. Real estate, commercial property will still be there. They don't have to worry about radioactive fallout because it's all up in the atmosphere. There might be some trickle down, which is why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall. But the thing is if you look at the economic consequence of that, we are all going to be trying to survive while China and the rest of the world is laughing at us, watching us implode on ourselves because we're so divided right now. Look at the bigger picture. If everything is so divisive and the Democrats, let's just hypothetically throw it out there. If you're a Democrat and you're not prepared, I feel sorry for you because you're woke and it's all going to come home to roost. If you're prepared, the have-nots are going to attempt to come to your home and take what you have so they can survive. It's the Titanic syndrome. They will push you underwater so they can find that piece of driftwood to hang on to stay alive. I mean, think about that. Serious conversation, huh? Wow. And of course, now you have, and I talked about this on the show too, labor unions. Yeah, labor unions, allegedly deliberate destruction of company property as a pressure tactic in a labor dispute, is not protected by federal labor law, according to a concrete company's attorney talking to the Supreme Court yesterday. There is a case out there that Glacier Northwest Inc. versus the International Brotherhood of Teamsters Local Union Number 174. Glacier Northwest does business as Cal Portland. And of course, what happened was is they damaged the union, damaged property belonging to Glacier Northwest, Cal Portland, to try to arm twist, to get them to come to the table and agree to their demands. And of course, Chief Justice John Roberts said there's certainly a distinction between economic harm to the employer, which is at the heart of many strikes anyway, and intentional destruction of property, the difference between the milk spoiling and killing the cow. You see, the wealth of America will still be left standing in the event of an EMP, and nothing else is going to matter because the government and all their little squirrels are going to run and try and hide if they could get there. That's the question. If they're trapped in the big cities, they're going to go down with the rest of us, folks. So these people are still living in a dream world, but EMP is a reality. We will join you again tomorrow for more of this discussion and more news and your phone calls on our Thursday edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you saying thank you for joining us. God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.